brought to you by Beltone, a leader in hearing healthcare. In his 8th and final State of the State address, Governor Doug Ducey announced a historic plan, forged in partnership with Arizona Senate President Karen Fan and House Speaker Rusty Bowers, to invest $1 billion to secure Arizona's water future for the next 100 years. With resources available in our budget, a relationship with Mexico that we've built and strengthened over the last 7 years, and the need clear, what better place to invest more? Instead of just talking about desalination, the technology that made Israel the world's water superpower, how about we pave the way to make it actually happen, the governor said during his State of the State address. So Speaker Bowers, President Fan and I have been working, and we propose that we make a historic investment, $1 billion. In his 8th and final State of the State address, Governor Ducey proposed building on Arizona's strong record on water policy by making historic investments and using the latest technology to dramatically expand the supply of our state's most precious natural resource. As President Fan and Speaker Bowers looked on, the governor delivered his remarks in the state capitol and said, "Our goal is to secure Arizona's water future for the next 100 years. The historic investment that will be further detailed in the governor's budget proposal will make Arizona more resilient to droughts, secure a sustainable water future, and allow for continued growth by pursuing the following initiatives. Number 1. Building upon last year's investment to the Drought Mitigation Fund with an additional $1 billion general fund investment over the next 3 years. Number 2. Laying the groundwork for new large-scale water augmentation projects. Number 3. Encouraging further reuse and efficiency with current supplies. And Number 4. Leading to the further integration of latest technologies, including desalination, into Arizona's water portfolio. Background on the governor's investment in water. Building upon the monumental efforts of the Drought Contingency Plan, the Arizona Department of Water Resources and water agencies across California and Nevada established the 500-plus plan in 2021. The historic effort will invest up to $200 million in projects over the next 2 years to keep the Colorado River's largest reservoir, Lake Mead, from dropping to critically low levels. The agreement aims to add 500,000 acre-feet of additional water to Lake Mead in both 2022 and 2023 by facilitating actions to conserve water across the lower Colorado River basin. In last year's budget, Arizona invested $200 million in the water technology of the future, including $160 million for large, statewide water augmentation projects. In October 2021, Governor Ducey announced a $30 million investment to help keep the Lake Mead Reservoir from descending to critical levels, a major step forward in the long-running effort to protect the Colorado River system. In May 2021, Governor Ducey and Sonora Governor Claudia Pavlovich signed an agreement to secure the neighboring state's water future and expand collaboration to monitor air quality. The Memorandum of Understanding includes studying opportunities for desalination, the process to remove salt and other minerals from water so it can be made drinkable. In May 2021, Governor Ducey signed legislation creating the Arizona Surface Water Protection Program. The program ensures clean water in nearly 800 Arizona streams, lakes, and rivers that are critical for drinking, fishing, and recreation. In 2019, Governor Ducey signed the Drought Contingency Plan, a historic effort by Arizona and six other western states to manage one of their most precious resources, water. As part of the Multistate Drought Contingency Plan, DCP, Arizona is committed to conserving more water from the Colorado River. Alongside the plan, Governor Ducey created the Governor's Water Augmentation Innovation and Conservation Council and signed into law the Groundwater Conservation Grant Program, which helps protect Arizona's groundwater resources by focusing on water education, innovation, and technology. The Groundwater Conservation Grant Program provided $2 million to active management areas for a variety of groundwater conservation projects and programs to protect Arizona's groundwater resources. Read Governor Ducey's full 2022 State of the State address. Catch up with more local news stories on signalsaz.com. Did you know you can now listen to all your news and events updates on the Prescott Podcast Network, Cast 11? Follow Cast 11 on Facebook, facebook.com/Cast11az. Follow Cast 11 on Buzzsprout, cast11.buzzsprout.com. Cast 11, be curious.